You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. This is the final Outkick show of the year. I leave for Australia tomorrow. I will be down there for Christmas and the New Year. I will be back in time for the college football national championship game. But unless I am eaten by a shark, killed by a box jellyfish, or consumed by a saltwater croc, you should expect to see me back on air or die in a plane crash or any other malady or affliction that could occur. You should expect to see me back on January 8th, the Monday of the national title game, sitting here discussing Outkick, the show, topics with all of you. It'll be 1 week until the Iowa caucuses. We have got a lot to get into right off the top. If you usually have a kid consume this show, I don't want to get any angry emails. I don't want to get any upset parents. This is the yearly special where I analyze all of the data that Pornhub shares and discuss with you all of the things that you perverts were looking at on the internet this year. So if you have a six-year-old who usually listens, if you have an eight-year-old, this is on you, not on me. This is going to be a bit of an adult version of the show, but I'm giving you a warning. First, however, I'm going to make you money because I am Santa Clay, and Santa Clay exists to give to the people, to give gifts, rewards. And I got two winners for you. College football, I'm going to watch this in Australia. I got to find a place to go watch these games. Alabama is going to beat Michigan outright. Alabama is a 1.5-point underdog. I think the team that gets to 24 wins this game. I think it's going to be low scoring. I like Alabama's ability to take away Michigan on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think Michigan has any explosive playmakers, and I'm not sold that J.J. McCarthy is a difference maker. As a result, I think that Alabama will stifle the Michigan run game. I don't think the receivers, tight ends will be able to regularly get open. I think they'll put pressure on J.J. McCarthy. I like Alabama's talent over Michigan's talent. Offensive side of the ball. Jalen Milroe is the best player on the field for either team. Now, he can be erratic. He can perform not consistently. But I think in a defensive struggle, he will make enough plays to get Alabama the championship. The semifinal win in advance to the championship. So I like Alabama to cover this number. They're plus 1.5 right now. I know a lot of people betting on Alabama. I think Alabama beats Michigan, advances to the title game. Low scoring, relatively. I say the Tide wins. 24-17 is my final. Texas, Washington. Exact opposite style game. I think both teams go up and down the field. I like the Texas playmakers ultimately over Washington. I like Texas to win this game 38-31. I like Texas to cover the 4 or 4.5. And I like the over to hit in this game. So I'm predicting that I'll be 15 hours ahead of all of you, so I'll be watching this on January 2nd somewhere in Sydney, Australia. I expect for Alabama and Texas to be my national title game. Then I like, these are quick picks, Utah, Northwestern, I like the over. I think sometimes you have to look at the entire trajectory of the season. Both Utah and Northwestern began as defensive-dominated teams. They finished the year with the offenses having far more success. I think the over 41 and a half hits. A&M against Oklahoma State, the over is going to hit. Alabama's A&M has got a lot of people in the transfer portal. Defensive depth is going to take a hit. Oklahoma State, you know, Mike Gundy's going to come out and try to score points. I like the over 53 and a half in that one. SMU-BC, I think that SMU dominates against Boston College, and they hit the over because they dictate pace and tempo. Rutgers-Miami, neither team has elite offensive playmaking talent. I think that both teams will struggle offensively. Defenses will dominate the under 41 and a half in that one. I like NC State to beat Kansas State. I think the Wolfpack is going to be way more excited about getting to 10 wins than Kansas State, which is dealing with offensive player and defensive player departures, as well as offensive coordinator Colin Klein bailing, as well as their quarterback. I got Mizzou. This is a perfect example. I say in these games, you got to focus on two things. Who's playing, which sounds simple, but is actually difficult because of transfer portal and the number of guys that might be sitting out at elite schools that are going to go pro. Who's playing? What's the motivation level? I'm taking Mizzou to beat Ohio State because Mizzou's team really cares about this game. Ohio State, tons of top talent in the portal, lots of guys sitting out. If this game had been played in the regular season, I think Ohio State would have been nearly a double-digit favorite. But we're swinging basically two touchdowns here. I like Mizzou minus the 2.5 against Ohio State. I like Ole Miss plus 3.5 against Penn State. I like Florida State plus 14. I like Tennessee minus 7.5. And I like the Liberty Oregon over 65.5. Those are all of the, in general, those are all of my picks breaking down everything there. So to me, not a difficult challenge. Everything being set up pretty well there. All right, those are my college football gambling picks. I want to thank all of you. I'm doing Clay and Buck tomorrow, and then I'm vanishing, like I said, for Christmas and New Year's to Australia. But today, Barrett News Media does a poll. They have a bunch of people affiliated with radio programs who vote in this poll. And we were voted, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, the number one news talk radio show in the country. Sean Hannity was second. Glenn Beck was third. That's all of the premier radio network. My buddy Jesse Kelly was eight. A lot of talented people on this list of radio shows. 3 hours a day of live radio. It's been a lot of fun. We started in 21, finished 22. Now we're finishing 23. Fourth year of our show is going to be starting in 2024. It's going to be wild year for 2024, but I want to thank all of you who either listen live on our 500 some odd AM FM radio affiliates or are out there downloading the show as so many of you are and listening at your convenience or you're streaming it live. The iHeartRadio app, you can download it. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. But it is gratifying to be going into a fourth year since we started in 2021. And for it to be such a significant year, I am excited for it. I have a lot of fun every day with Buck and with all of you. It's been a big year. Thank you for making American Playbook the number one best-selling nonfiction book in America the week that it was released. That is not an insubstantial thing. You guys have been great. And thanks for making 2023 such a massive success for OutKick as well. A poll came out today. And this is the final poll that I'm going to talk about until we get into 2024. And again, for the parents out there, young kids in the car, put the earbuds in because I'm about to break down all the Pornhub data as we have been doing for years. I am looking at it without knowing it in advance. I haven't planned anything, but this is one of our most popular clips that we do every year. Seven swing states polled by, that's interesting, right? Seven swing states per morning consult. Seven swing states breaking down everything. And I look at these and I say, this is going to be, I believe, tough to explain away. I've got a couple of polls for you, but I want to start with this one, which is, again, tough to explain if you are in the pro-Biden camp. Remember, I think that not only would Joe Biden lose to Donald Trump if the election were today, I think he would lose to Vivek Ramaswamy. I think he would lose to Nikki Haley. I think he would lose to Ron DeSantis. I think there are at least four Republicans still running who would beat Biden head-to-head. These are swing state polls. According to Bloomberg and Morning Consult, this came out today. Wisconsin, Trump is up 4. Georgia, Trump is up 6. Michigan, Trump is up 4. Pennsylvania, Trump is up 2. Nevada, Trump is up 3. North Carolina, Trump is up 9. And Arizona, Trump is up 4. Now, margin of error, plus or minus 1%. So all of these results are outside the margin of error. Also, if the election were occurring today, Joe Biden won 6 of these 7 states. Only North Carolina did Trump win in 2020. If Trump, depending on the size of the states, if Trump flips just 2 of these states, and certainly if Trump flips 3 of these states, he would be your president in 2020. So Biden is on defense here. There is right now no state that Trump won that the Democrats think they're going to put in play. I haven't seen any data that suggests that North Carolina or Texas or Florida or any of those states are going to be in play in 2024 that Biden could potentially flip. Biden has got to defend his entire landscape, and there are multiple pathways for Trump to win, not just to win, to potentially win comfortably. Now, we're 11 months out, but a lot of you just refuse for whatever reason to believe that the polls are real. You don't believe that they're accurate. The guys at Real Clear Politics shared their polling averages. In 2015 and in 2019, at this point in time, this exact date, Joe Biden in 2019 on December 14th, according to the polls, had a 6.7% lead over Donald Trump. He ended up winning by like 2.5. At this point in time in 2015, Hillary Clinton had a 5.7-point lead over Donald Trump. She ended up winning by 1.5 or whatever. My point is, in 2015 and in 2019, Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton were bigger favorites over Donald Trump than they ended up being in the final election. Right now, Trump has a 3.2% lead over Joe Biden. So if you believe, well, we know the data on 2015 and 2019, the polls were wrong. They were polling against Trump. Trump did better than expected. If you don't trust the poll today, exact same day, 8 years later, 4 years later, leading into an election next year, if you don't trust the polls today, what you are saying is, despite undervaluing Trump in 2015 and in 2019, now the polls are overvaluing Trump. What's my thesis? My thesis is that the polls aren't about Trump, that this is about Joe Biden's weakness, not about Donald Trump at all. And that surprises some people because they think every election has to be a referendum in some way on Trump. I think right now these poor numbers are a referendum on Joe Biden's presidency, not a referendum on Donald Trump or his presidency at all. And that's why I think Democrats are in trouble, because they have to make 2024 a referendum on Trump. The problem they run into is most elections are a referendum on the incumbent president, not a referendum on the challenger, because the challenger isn't that well known. Now, it's a little bit different here because you kind of have two different incumbents. So you can compare your time when Donald Trump was president compared now to Joe Biden being president.
We'll be right back. Got to take a little break here. We are rolling with OutKick, and you don't want to miss a moment. Stay tuned.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, are you ready? Now it is time for a yearly tradition. I don't know how many years in a row we've been doing this. I think it's like 7 or 8 years in a row. But what we do is I go and I analyze the data dump that comes from Pornhub. And Pornhub has all sorts of interesting data that they will share. And they put it publicly on their website. Sources close to me. I have heard that pornography is popular on the internet. This may stun some of you, but the data reflects that at any given time, nearly half of all internet traffic is porn. Think about that for a minute. Half of the internet, everything, sports, news, message boards, current events, Taylor Swift arguments, celebrity news, all of that, half of the internet. The other half, porn, all right? And every year, Pornhub gives us a deep dive into what the data showed them. So I go through and I analyze this and I say, okay, let's see what was most searched for. Every year we do the most searched for terms on the internet and I try to analyze them as a 44-year-old guy. And every year, there are several things that are popular that I just don't even, I know what it is. Before we get started, I'll give you an example. When I was in college, if you tried to choke someone while you were hooking up with them, they would put you in jail and no one would defend you. Now, you 20-year-olds are out there choking each other like crazy. Not like a UFC fight. You're having sex, like putting each other in headlocks, choking each other. Like, I don't even get it. It's all crazy to me. 20 years ago, they put you in prison for even saying that. Now you guys are out there choking each other out while you're having sex. And you're doing that in private. And then you 20-year-olds are all complaining that people are using words that hurt your feelings. I'm sorry, you're all a bunch of hypocrites. If you're choking each other out while you're naked having sex, I refuse to believe that somebody using a word on a college campus triggers you to such an extent that you feel like you're going to pass out. I'm just going to toss that out there. All right, here we go. Most searched terms of 2023. Number one, and by the way, not only most searched, but how they've moved in the rankings. These are basically porn power rankings for 2023. Number one, hentai. And I feel like I looked this up before. I do not understand the world that I live in. I think this is like porn cartoons. I'm just going to say it. If you go on the internet and you watch porn cartoons to pleasure yourself, I think you should be in prison. I don't know what else you're into, but if you go on the internet filled with naked men and women, all different sorts of peccadillos. You can find anything that floats your boat. And you say to yourself, nah, I'm not really into humans. I really get turned on by cartoons having sex. You're into some freaky stuff. I think you should go to prison. I don't understand how this is number one. I really don't. You people are freaks. I don't understand this at all. Number two, I understand. Number two, they had a good year. They've risen one in the power rankings, MILFs. Now, some of you, the classic MILF, the mom I'd like to fuck, for those of you who don't know acronyms, the MILF is kind of like the vanilla ice cream of porn, maybe the chocolate ice cream of porn. It's always there for you. The MILF had a good year. The MILF surge is one. Makes total sense to me. You hentai prisoners. MILFs, not surprised that MILFs had a good year. Second most search term. Also not surprised here. It's hard to surprise me. Lesbians had a good year. Lesbians, tried and true. You can always rely on them. They're there to make out for you. They're there to scissor, as I understand. They're there to entertain and bring Americans together. It's not a coincidence that LGBTQ, all that, it starts with the things that people like the most across the board, lesbians. And then it goes to bi, which is really just lesbians who also like guys. This is actually a sign of the patriarchy. Even the acronym designed to be inclusive starts with what men like the most. Lesbians, bi lesbians. Boom. That's how they sell it. Because then they get to the G and the B and the LGBT. I can't even keep up with all this stuff. As you go down the flow chart of alphabet there, you run away from the patriarchy. I don't know any straight men that hate lesbians. I don't know any straight men that hate bi-curious women. Lesbian number three overall. This was a bad year for the Japanese. I don't know. Some are saying the Japanese, I don't know why they wouldn't do well. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why Japanese are pulled out. Because when I think Japanese, I just think Asian. So I don't understand who the people are that are like, I like Asian chicks, but I really like Japanese chicks. Why would Japanese chicks not just be as a catch-all with the Asian community? The Japanese dropped two. Maybe. Maybe just because people are working through my logic and they're like, hey, if you like Japanese girls, you probably like Chinese and Korean girls too. I'm just going to toss it out there. And if you don't, I actually think you'd be super racist. Japanese dropped two. Maybe this is Ohtani related. Ohtani surged. Japan porn declined. I don't know. All right, here's number five. And it's staying number five from last year. And I remember this from last year. And I still don't get it. Pinay? P-I-N-A-Y. Am I even allowed to say the word? I don't know. I don't know what this is. I didn't know what this was last year. I said that hentai people should be in jail. I don't even know what Pinay is. Pinay? I know penne pasta. I don't think that's related to this. I don't know what this is. And this is where I start to feel old. You're choking each other. You're liking porn cartoons. And now you like something called P-I-N-A-Y. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what people are looking at. It's staying solid at number five. In the sixth spot, rising one. I sound like Casey Kasem. In the Pornhub most searched for porn terms, anal. Good year for anal. A lot of people bending over, taking it in the ass. They were like, it's more popular this year than ever before. Anal surges to number six. Going to be a little bit, I don't think these power rankings, I know everybody had an issue with the college football playoff committee. I've got an issue with you. Asian passed by anal. Asian drops one, anal goes up. I actually thought the Asians had a better year in porn than the anal did. I didn't see it all. I didn't get to watch every play. I haven't seen every video, but I think the committee, that is you guys, got this wrong. I think dropping Asian, I think not including Japanese in the Asian category, a little bit unfair, just going to say. They seem like the same team to me. I don't know why anal deserved to pass Asian in the past year. I'm a little bit disappointed, to be frank, in all of you. This is our biggest surger in the top 10. This was the Washington Huskies of the top 10 this year. Kind of came out of nowhere, caught people by surprise. I didn't see it coming. Latinas up three. The Latina community surging three, not Latin men, Latina in particular. I don't know what happened. Did J-Lo drop a new album? Did Selena come back from the dead? Am I wrong? Is Selena still alive? Maybe that's true. I don't know. Surging three, Latina. Didn't see it. You might be thinking to yourself, okay, Clay, didn't see the Latina surge coming. You said it jumped 3. Who did the Latina leap over? Who did the Pornhub searches leave behind? Big ass dropped 1. This is fat phobia. You've been hearing it from your friends on the left for a long time. They've been saying, you know what's going to happen? If we keep demeaning fat people, eventually fat asses are not going to get people turned on anymore. Maybe they're onto something. Because big ass dropped 1, passed by Latina. Now, not to disparage, I also think it's a little bit of conflict here. Because I think Latina women are often known for their big asses. So the committee's kind of giving me conflicting signals here. On the one hand, you say, I love Latinas. On the other hand, you say, but I'm going to pull back big asses. Well, how? That's like saying, I like Alabama, but I hate their quarterback. Or vice versa. I love their quarterback, but I hate Alabama. Aren't they one and the same? I would argue yes. Again, contradictory moves by all of you in your search. Who else dropped? Stepmom. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand the stepmom, the stepsister, the stepbrother, the stepdad. The amount of step porn is through the roof. And I understand that it's algorithmic. So certainly there has to be a demand for it. Who are all of the people jerking off to their stepmoms all day long? And how incredibly creepy is that? Stepmom has no idea. Like, I get it if your stepmom is like 20 years younger. Like, if you're like, if me, I'm 44. If suddenly I had a 20-year-old wife, you'd be like, well, that's not really a stepmom, right? That's like, basically, I just went out and grabbed a college chick. And that's really like, it's more like college chick, than it is anything else. Stepmom, though, dropping 1, surging underneath Latina. I'm seeing a business opportunity here. Latina stepmom with a big ass, just tossing it out there. Seems like that would do really well in the porn industry. Jumping 4 spots, and this, the older I get, the less I trust all you people out there watching this right now in your 20s. I think you're destroying porn because you don't even like real people anymore. Up 4, anime. Up 4 places into the top 10, anime. 2 of the things that all you guys are jerking off to now are cartoon porn. You don't even like real fake women in your porn. You are watching cartoons. Anime up 4. Joining hentai. And maybe pine too. Or penne. I don't know what penne is. Not a pasta. Surging 4 spots anime. You all disgust me. And then rounding out our top 10, I believe, threesomes dropping 2 spots. I don't know. I thought the threesome was pretty reliable. I thought it was kind of the Clemson of the college football playoff, always there for you. And then what happens? Boom, they just fall completely apart. Threesome, they might be 11. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, 12. Threesome fell all the way to 12. That's like falling out of the top 25. They really are Clemson. Some other big movers here. Oh, my God. Femboy, up 12. I don't even know what this is. Femboy, up 12, the biggest mover. Trans, plus 10. Animation, plus 18. Mature, plus 12. You're all a bunch of sickos. Look at what you're interested in. Femboy, trans, animation, mature. You like grandmas with dicks. That's what you perverts are into. That's what this data tells me. Really disappointing. Really disappointing to see what you guys are into. Again, the most searched for terms for 2023. They have the most popular performers. I don't know these people. I legitimately don't know any porn stars. But that is very... Oh, wait. That was Whirl. My apologies. That was the most searched for terms in the world. United States. This makes more sense to me. Number one most searched for topic in the good old US of A. Lesbian. Number two, MILF. This is the world that I grew up in. I feel way more comfortable now. MILF surged one, lesbian number one overall. Keeps the title. Not going to give it up. But then hentai is also in the top there. Latina, ebony, Asian, big ass, the BBC, threesome, cream pie, stepmom. Biggest, oh, I feel better about this. Biggest growth search in the United States this year, gangbang, up 12. Surging into the top 25, gangbang, ironically, the liberty of the American college poll. And then some of these are really like really specific in general. Like this is a PhD level Google search for some of you out there. So that is the biggest breakdown. They have, I love this. They have the top searches for states. And this is a little bit scary. This is funny. All right. I'm going to give you the SEC's most popular porn searches. This is according to Pornhub relative to other states. South Carolina, high heels, classy state. Totally see it. Charleston, high society. What are you looking for if you're looking for nudity and porn on the internet in South Carolina? High heels. North Carolina, right there beside South Carolina. What are they looking for? Bubble butts. Hey, well done, Carolinas. Alabama. What are Alabamians looking for more than any other residents of other states? Fingering myself. Well, that does sound like Alabama, doesn't it? Mississippi looking for furries. All right. Well, I'm not making this up. This is Pornhub. Arkansas, ass to mouth, which is, basically the poultry industry. Louisiana, what are they looking for more than anybody else in Louisiana? Big black dick. Kentucky, what are they looking for in the bluegrass state? Bouncing boobs. I totally see this. Tennessee, my home state, giantess, which I don't even know. I think that's just like tall women. Oklahoma, what are they looking for? Most searched terms, sex dick. You're in Oklahoma, you're like, I'm not even going to be able to specify anything at all. I'm just going to type in a sex and a dick. Some of this is really funny, by the way. Outside of the SEC, what's Colorado looking for? Femdom. Yep, totally see that. A lot of dudes want to get strapped on in Colorado. It's moving blue. I can see that. North Dakota, loud, wet sex. Very, very specific, North Dakota. Loud, wet sex. Nebraska, very clean, rub. I'm not going to give you any specifics. I'm just going to look for rubbing. Idaho doesn't mess around. What did Idaho search for? Dildo rides. Just really specific, Idaho. What you're really into, I just want dildo rides. That's all I need. California. What did California search for the most? Asian stepmoms. This is really specific. You know, big tech has taken over all of California. You leave the first wife behind. You founded your tech company. You made your billions. You had like 8 kids. What do you go to? The Asian stepmom. And now all your kids are jerking off to her. Arizona, very specific. Car sex. We just want car sex. New Mexico, I don't think this is a huge category. I could be wrong. Native American. Need to be sure that you are politically correct I just want Native American people banging. That's what New Mexico was looking for. I can't stop laughing about Asian stepmom. I'm scrolling. I haven't seen this before. Kansas? What did Kansas want? Close up. I don't even really care what exactly I'm into. I just want to be as close as I possibly. It's a camera. I want it to be like Kurosawa. I want just right in there, right on top of it. Illinois, they were into ass eating. They just were like, hey, I don't care about anything else. I just want ass eating. This is tough. Tough one for Ohio. Small dick. I'm just saying Ohio searched for small dicks more than anywhere else. Maybe this is a function of Ohio State. Maybe a little bit of insecurity at the SEC. And you're just sitting around. You're like, you know what I really want to see? I want to see some small dicks so I feel better about myself. West Virginia nip slips. Feels very clean now, doesn't it? When you see everything going on the internet, what do you want? I want a nipple that accidentally reveals itself. Very clean from West Virginia. Iowa, cartoon porn. I said it earlier. This makes me question the direction that America's going. Cartoon porn really makes me question things. By the way, some of these are kind of boring, so I'm not diving into them. Rhode Island, doggy style. Just like, all I want, just straight doggy style. Vermont, very specific here as well. I want POV blowjobs. POV blowjobs, very popular in Vermont. Bernie Sanders, maybe so. Massachusetts. Massachusetts, it's like they're doing research. They just look up orgasms, which seem quite common in porn in general. Connecticut, double vaginal. I don't even know exactly what that is. I don't think it's two vaginas on one person. I think it's just, is that a form of lesbian? I don't know. District of Columbia, big ass cop. You thought they were anti-police in Muriel Bowser's District of Columbia. They just lost the Capitals. They just lost the Wizards. What are they into? Let's go just find big ass cops. Maryland, you dirty perverts, glory holes. Delaware, just into college girls, which I can certainly understand. So these are all public. You can go see your own research. And let me see if there's any other things that are out there. Philippines people spend the most time on Pornhub. 11 minutes and 15 seconds, which is like, that's a long movie, I'll just point out. Maryland people spend the longest on the site. Louisiana people spend the shortest amount of time on the site. All right, so I love all of you, by the way. Appreciate you for all the support you have given OutKick throughout the course of the year. I hope you enjoyed my stroll down memory lane with everybody there as we break down the Pornhub data. Whatever you do, if you're watching me in California, don't stop searching for Asian stepmoms. I love all of you, especially the Asian stepmom community, which I'm sure watches this show religiously. My name is Clay Travis. DBAP unless you need to SBAP. This has been OutKick the Show. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. I will see you guys back on January 8th. I'm headed to Australia. See y'all.